Yeah, military advisors are nice, but how about some airstrikes too? That seems to be the memo today from Iraq to the White House. The Iraqi government is asking for U.S. airstrikes to help stop the advance of the Sunni militant group ISIS. Those insurgents have taken control of much of northern Iraq, and apparently they're getting ready for a new assault on Iraq's biggest oil refinery. ISIS fighters came close to taking control of the site after a first attack that forced the refinery to shut down. Ben Lando edits the Iraq Oil Report, and he's in Erbil in northern Iraq. He says the effects of the shutdown are already being felt there.
Well, we're seeing lines for the petrol stations going, you know, miles long here in Erbil, the capital of the Kurdistan region, and we're getting reports of that throughout the northern parts of the country. All these places where this refinery, the Beji refinery, used to service, it's been offline for about a week now. It accounts for about 320,000 barrels a day of refining capacity, so that's about a third of Iraq's refining capacity that's now offline. So there's no direct threat to oil production in the oil fields, including the ones that the big international oil companies are developing, but it is taking its toll on the domestic access to gasoline.
So what would it mean exactly if insurgents could seize and control the Beji refinery?
They would have to get oil to it. The refinery is worthless if there's no oil to it. They have control over areas where there are oil fields and they could connect it, turning some oil fields on and producing it and sending the oil by pipeline to the refinery. But it's very strategic, and I don't think that the Iraqi government would allow that to happen. We're seeing that there already is fighting at the refinery itself. There's damage to the refinery. We don't know exactly how much, but we're looking at satellite imagery that shows smoke coming from it and at least some of the storage tanks, some oil and some fuel runoff that's been set on fire by some of the fighting. And so it went from a stalemate where both sides agreed not to take the battle into the refinery, and now we're seeing that there is now fighting at the refinery itself, and this could cause massive damage. It took 7 years to build it, and it may be ruined in a week.
So why actually seize an oil refinery? I mean, is it the thing that's going to make them independent in Iraq?
Yes and no. They also see it as a way to make money. I mean, this refinery, back from 2003 until about 2007, somewhere between a third to almost three-quarters of the fuel was being smuggled. This was funding al-Qaeda operations in Iraq. 2007, the Iraqi government and the U.S. government went in there, arrested the leadership, installed new leadership that really turned that refinery around. And now we're seeing it take a few steps backwards, you could say. So this refinery is known to groups as being a cash cow of sorts. And so that money, you know, can go a long way, whether it's to funding, you know, militant operations or getting fuel to residents to buy sympathy or even handing out cash itself.
I'm just curious, where are most of the oil fields located?
Iraq has oil and gas fields almost everywhere, but the ones that we're seeing that are being developed, that are producing oil, most of it is in the south. In Basra province, 80% of the oil production is there. 100% of the exports by the central government goes through Basra province out to the Gulf. So that's as furthest away from the fighting as you probably could get. And there's also oil fields being developed by the autonomous Kurdistan region in the very far north. But there's a pretty big Kurdish military presence preventing anything from spilling over.
Can you imagine a scenario in which insurgents seize this refinery in Beji, but they're unable to get oil into it? I mean, then what happens?
Yeah, that's definitely a scenario. It would be difficult for them to continuously operate as if they were a state. There are way too many actors, not only in Iraq, but the United States, Europe, that doesn't want to see an insurgent group have their own state, and they wouldn't let them have an oil sector, that's for sure.
Do you think the Iraqi government in Baghdad is worried? I mean, what would the loss of a major refinery like Beji mean for an already weakened government?
Well, I don't think they would let it be lost. I think that they control it or nobody will have it, and that's what will happen. And I don't know if they're worried as much as they are just angry about how things are going down. And this is going to mean, you know, spending $4 to $7 billion to build another refinery. That's the way it's looking right now.
That's Ben Lando in Erbil. He edits the Iraq Oil Report.